Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast in 10. Here I am with Jack James himself. Hi Jack.
Hey Matt, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I know we're very late on this podcast. I was actually in New Zealand, so I couldn't get the podcast out in time. I had all good intentions to do it, and I said to you, I'll do it on my phone, I'll send it across to you, and then just didn't do it.
The time got away from us.
Yep, so sorry podcast land, I let you down, but I will try and make it up to you. So this topic, Jack, I really want to talk about. I want to help people understand, what if success was really easy?
Everyone would have it.
But why do we think it's hard?
I think because people see it as more of a, you know, more of a wall than a singular brick each day.
Yeah.
Just done really well.
Yeah. Mm. What if it was as simple as maintaining your focus?
Seems simple.
Yeah, because really that's the basis of it. So we're in an attraction universe, and you've got to see it as what you focus on is like a bit like a laser beam. So when you give focus to something, it actually energizes and grows. Mm-hmm. So it's no differently. Some people give more attention to their veggie garden than they do their success in life.
I agree.
They'll go out and they'll water it, and they'll stand there for an hour watering the thing. They'll fertilize it. They'll look at it, pick dead leaves off, give it all love, attention, whatever. But they're actually giving that focus.
Mm.
So when you see farmers, or you know those old Italian men,
yeah.
their gardens are just like full of fruit, and full of fruit and just lush and amazing. Or even some of those Noosa homes where the gardens are just fantastic. I know gardeners do a lot of those, but that gardener is employed to give focus to their garden, so it looks amazing. You know that street appeal?
Mm-hmm.
We are the same. Success is exactly the same. And the more I go along in life, the more I see my number one responsibility, or what I should really be doing, is giving entire focus to the thing that I want.
Mm.
So if it's an attraction-based universe, you've got to understand what you're looking at, you're giving energy to. And what you're giving energy to will grow good or not. So if someone has done something to you and you're annoyed about it, it's hard to get it out of your mind.
It is. It sticks in there for a bit.
Really hard. So if you're a competitor, for instance, like if you've got a competitor mm-hmm. and you can't stand them, I have them, you know, it's like, and you know, something happens, or they might win or do something, or they say something, and it's not easy to not think about it.
Yeah.
But you have to. This is where mastery comes into play. If you really want to be successful, you've got to identify what you want and give attention to it, not just a bit of the day, like all day.
Mm.
All day. And it will grow. It's like, it's the same as a tree. You can't, if it doesn't have sun and water and all of this sort of stuff, it's not going to survive. So you've got to start to live in the imaginary world, because the imaginary world actually turns into the real world. That's the link that people don't get.
Yeah.
Because people don't start to believe something until they see it. But I spend most of my time in the imaginary... You work with me.
Yeah.
I spend most of my time in the imaginary world.
If you're visualizing the end goal.
Yeah, I totally know what I'm going to create every month. I 100% understand where I'm going to be living, what I'm going to be doing, what I'm going to be worth, all of that sort of stuff. Like, I have created the movie in my mind, and I'm watching it over and over and over again. And it's where a lot of my attention is. Things happen that really don't make you feel good sometimes. They just do. They do. But you sort of control it. You know, it's like you might kick your toe on the lounge, but you'll avoid the lounge next time.
You learn from it.
That's right. You don't run along and do it again just to see if the same effect happened.
Yeah.
But that's the same. When you're giving attention to something that doesn't make you feel good, you're literally holding a hot rock in your hand, burning your hand, and not letting it go.
It's only going to cause you problems.
That's exactly right. It's going to cause you problems. It's wrecking your attraction ability. And it's not wrecking it. It's just calling things into your world that match it.
Yeah, things that you don't want.
Totally. So you've got to... I really like to tell a quick story, if I can, on this one.
Yeah.
I went to New Zealand yesterday and the day before. Just spoke to some people and came back again. On the way over, there was a lady that So, it, like, nice. Air New Zealand's got pretty nice business class. Like, it's it's good, and it's they make a lot of effort. I think they're number one. Well, they say they are. They're the number one airline in the world for that section. Mm. And the lady that was on the way over, you know, when they come up and say, "What do you eat?" I'm pretty low maintenance on a flight. I don't really, you know, I don't. Yeah, I don't just take things.
The easy things. Yeah.
Yeah. They say, "Do you want a drink?" Nah. Like, I don't want to hassle them, and so I'm always a bit like, yeah. And then this lady comes up to us about the lunch that you want on the way over, and I said, "Oh, I don't know, what is there?" And she goes, "Well, haven't you read the menu?" I was like, "No, I haven't. No, I didn't even know where it was. Like, it was on the ground somewhere or whatever." And it was just a bit like, she wasn't annoyed or whatever, but it was like, okay. And she said, "Well, we have blah, blah, blah." Anyway, on the way back, there was this guy. And he walks up, he's walked through the corridor. "Hi, my name's Robert. How are you?" And like this, and he's talking to everyone the same. Mm. He was that good. Like, he was so good. I can't even begin to tell you how amazing he was.
Well, that's why you can remember his name, and you couldn't remember the lady's name.
Totally. Mm. But he's... when he came up for lunch, he didn't even ask about the menu. He came up and he said, "Hi, Matt," because he asked you what your name was. He goes, "Hi, Matt, what would you like for lunch today? We have chicken, da da da, and we have salmon, da 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 da. What one would you prefer today?" You know, totally engaged. And it's that present thing. You know, I actually took a photo of him at the end. Like, I was trying to snap a photo of him, and he caught me. And he goes, "You're taking a photo of me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And then at the end of the flight, I walked through and I said, "Can I get a photo of you? Because I'm going to talk about him."
Yeah.
And he said, "Look, airline fuel is just in my blood," like this.
There's a real passion there.
So good. So good. But that, whether it's lunch or whether it's, you know, building a house or whatever, it's that intense focus that's going to create the outcome. He was so present at making everybody's journey just so enjoyable. I reckon it's 10 out of 10, if not 11 out of 10.
Yeah.
How enjoyable are you making your own journey? If he walked around thinking about his boyfriend that yelled at him this morning and gave off that energy, he would probably not only radiate that around, but his trip, his own trip, would be very ordinary.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's so memorable for me. Like, in my talks, Jack, you've probably seen, I talk about a few people, like only a couple. Bill Porter, Manuel, blah, blah, blah. He's one of them now. And I've, this one Manuel that I've spoken about, I reckon I've told 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people about him over the last 10 years. Robert will be the same. That one thing, because of his intense focus on being consistently, I don't know what you, connected to the outcome, I want people to think about that for themselves. Every day, you're going to go through an energy flow. And that energy stream that you're on, you choose. So you choose whether it's going to be the outcome that you want consistently. Doesn't matter what's happening in your life. You could have no money. You could have no house. You could be in the worst spot. Yeah. You can still choose your energy flow. That it's flowing now. You can sort of attach yourself to it and go. Or you as soon as you go off of that, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you're angry or focus on the no money or whatever. It's about giving focus to the imaginary. Mm. If you can consistently do that, you will call the imaginary into your world. Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter how, it will do it. That's the only thing you control.
It will come.
So from this podcast onwards, I want everybody to start seeing that success is easy. Mm. It's easy because you can choose it now. What do you want your life to look like? What's that thing that you're actually striving for? And I want you to picture it so much that it makes you feel warm inside.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're connected to it. If you can do that every day, every day, every day, and learn to move off the unpleasant feelings, and learn to move off of them quickly, your entire world will shift.
Yeah.
And that thing will start moving towards you from the imaginary into the reality. That's how it happens. So this podcast is really about, remember, when you're thinking about something, you're giving it energy to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Give it sunshine.
Totally. And the more consistent energy and focus that you give it, the faster it will come to you, the bigger it will get, and the better your life will be.
Yeah.
See you on the next podcast.